I'm in the Glenwood Springs Fire Department garage with Forest Service Public Information Officer David Boyd. On Tuesday afternoon, we're masked up and it's really hot. Gonna get an update on the Grizzly Creek fire in Glenwood Canyon. David Boyd, give us an update, please.
Sure. So as the morning has gone on and we're hitting the afternoon now, we're starting to see more activity as expected. We are evacuating the community of No Name, working with Garfield County Sheriff and the.
At 1 p.m. Tuesday, the Grizzly Creek fire was still at 1,800 acres. By the end of the day, it had expanded to 3,200 acres, jumped what firefighters were hoping would stop it, I-70, the Colorado River, and the railroad tracks, and clung to the cliffs on the south side of the canyon like a fire-breathing dragon. No Name and Lookout Mountain communities were evacuated. Photos and videos of the churning, multicolored smoke plume sprung up on Facebook like an ember blizzard. When the fire popped over the ridge on the east side of the No Name drainage, Matt Langhorst, Glenwood Springs Public Works Director, decided to switch intakes for the town's water supply.
We just decided at that moment that the slurry bombers were getting too close to the water intake, and instead of risking taking some of that slurry into the water system, we decided to shut No Name off and turn the pump station on at Roaring Fork. There are two pumps there. We turned one on, which will move about 2.5 million gallons a day, which is all we need for domestic water and kind of secondary water. We have put a restriction out at this point for people not to water their lawns for the next 2 days. And we've already shut off all the large irrigation users, the parks, the schools, everybody else, just to be cautious at this point.
Since Glenwood's water is now temporarily coming out of the Roaring Fork, does that mean that Glenwood put a call on the Roaring Fork?
We own 500 acre feet of rutile, so they'll put out three additional CFS. That's all we're going to ask for at this point, two to three additional CFS to supplement the river, because the river's running at about 520. We'll be pulling 2-3. So there'll be no noticeable difference within the river from us actually drawing water, because we draw it for 24 hours a day. It's not a huge amount at one time. So we'll be letting Rudai know that we're going to ask for that draw. They'll make a decision on what they want to do based on stream levels, and they can potentially release us 3 CFS into the frying pan, which will then make it to the Roaring Fork, which will come to us in theory.
That's also when Incident Command moved from Glenwood Springs to Gypsum, prepping for the transition to a Type 2 Incident Management Team Wednesday morning. The Red Cross set up respite for evacuees at the Glenwood Springs Community Center.
My name is Rita Fulton.
Fulton is a veteran Red Cross volunteer who's in charge of the evacuation center. She says there's a difference between a center and a shelter.
And basically, we're an information center. People can come here, they can ask questions. We try to get information from them. The rec center itself is operating again, but you have to make a reservation to use the rec center. For the evacuation center, they have made available all this beautiful outside area, which is safe for us to operate. And then they do have restrooms and some showers inside. So if somebody's crashing with a friend and they just feel like they need a shower or something here, or you're living in your truck or something, you're welcome to come by here, check in with us, and we'll try to help you out.
The Red Cross will also help evacuees find a place to stay. Hours are the same as the community center. No Name evacuees Mark and Shelley Fishbein arrived at the center just before it closed for the night.
It started yesterday. I work in the school district, and yesterday was our first day remote. And I was sitting, and I looked over, and there was a huge fire at 1:30, 1:29 or something. So we evacuated pretty rapidly then with our animals, you know, the whole nine yards. And then we came back, and then we were last night, and then we were pre-evac'd. We were able to get about an hour's sleep. I watered all my house. It's not going to grow, but anyway. So, and then it was just kind of up and down all night and all day. And It's been horrible. On top of everything else, it's horrible. Okay. You know, I mean, yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. The school starting and.
Yeah, you know, I'm a psychologist. You know, I'm gone.
And the blaze blazes on to the southeast, northeast, and northwest of the canyon. Cottonwood Pass is closed due to fire activity, and nearby homes have been evacuated. By 8 p.m. Tuesday, the fire was at 3,200 acres, but no further evacuation orders had been issued. During our final briefing for the night, David Boyd, who by this time was stationed at the Incident Command Center in Gypsum, said he was having trouble with short-term memory due to sleep deprivation. And there's still no end in sight for the Grizzly Creek fire. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.